time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again. Oh, and don't forget tonight, let me tell you what it is. The Ohio Critter Comeback will be at 6:30 p.m. at Heritage Hall. That's the Friends of the Prairie Park meeting tonight, too, is at Heritage Hall. But at 6:30, Ohio Critter Comeback. Well, George, Ohio Critter Comeback. Have you seen many critters lately?
No, I haven't seen any mongooses. Or
oh, that's right. I wonder if mongoose really eat snakes.
Yeah, I heard they do.
Yeah, yeah. And Hawaii has no snakes. Now, isn't that funny?
That is weird.
Yeah, why doesn't Hawaii have snakes? I bet they're glad.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they have a lot of mongooses.
Yeah, the mongooses, the snakes won't go near mongooses.
That's right, yeah. Wow. A big thing now on the internet, especially on Facebook, they call it snake something or other. And there's all these pictures of snakes, a lot of them cobras. And, you know, they flare their head out so they look really frightening.
What'd you call them?
Cobras.
Oh, yeah, the cobras. They go...
Yeah, right. And to make themselves look scary. And people are handling them, but avoiding their bite, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Their bite would be, I would think, deadly, if not hurting. Okay, going back now, what were we talking about here about 20 minutes ago? Let me think. That's been too long ago for me to remember.
I started to explain something I can't even remember because that's been 20 minutes. That commercial was 20 minutes long.
Yes, but we were talking about earlier about that the Greek food, the egg and the egg white and the orzo. Yeah, not ouzo.
Sounds like ouzo orzo.
Yeah, right. Okay. And
you can have a little sip of ouzo while you're cooking your orzo.
Yeah, you won't care whether it's done or not. Oh, my. My class of 1952 meets tomorrow on Bucyrus at the Pelican. I doubt if any of them are listening, but I went over there last week and none of them showed up. Of course, they're getting old like me. Oh, but yeah, George, it's you know, when you've got things in your mind you'd like to do and not enough years to do it.
It's like that guy, that lady comes home. She's a teacher. She comes home. She's telling her husband, this boy keeps skipping class all the time. And the husband says, well, why don't you call their parents and make an appointment? Well, she said, I did. And they didn't show up.
Typical, huh? Yeah. Like children, like parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a, speaking of not showing up, there was a story, a headline story in the Marion Star today about some city council members that do not attend meetings like they should. Committee meetings, it is.
Well, that would be Josh. Josh knows how to do that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he prodded them along. Well, maybe they'll show up now.
Josh is pretty serious, councilman. He does a good job.
Yeah. But now council people, they get paid, don't they, to be councilmen?
Oh, sure they get paid.
Yeah. And so one of the obligations would be to attend committee
meetings.
Yeah,
that's only like an hour or sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. Yeah. But that's very important.
Yes, I guess so. George getting a call right now. And go ahead. It's now 11:21 Eastern Daylight or Eastern Standard Time. And if you have anything you'd like to ask George about anything Greek cooking or whatever, why, give us a buzz at 740-383-9940. George will be with us till noon today. So, yeah. And let me see what else is going on. It's nice to see the progress in the overpass being built on 309. And that should be, I don't know if it will be done in time, probably not, for the baseball season. But people will be encouraged in the fact that they won't have to wait on trains so much with that overpass. And so it's looking good. Yeah, hey, George, have you seen the overpass?
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
That's a lot
of dirt.
Almost
ran over Bill Doyle.
Yeah, right.
You know Bill Doyle?
Yes.
My friend Bill Doyle, he's something else. It's right there, right beside his driveway.
It sure is, right in front. Now, I noticed that CSX has a man, it must be a lonely job. He sits in or stands by his pickup truck every day, all day long, while they're working, making sure they do nothing apparently wrong with the railroad.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so they got all these steel beams now that they put across there for the roadway. Each one, they say, weighs 27,000 pounds. It doesn't matter how much they weigh, as long as they're strong. I don't know if they'll put a precast concrete base over them or not, but...
I don't know. I don't know that.
But it's interesting. I drive out there after I get off here just to check their progress.
Oh, that's it's not quite finished yet, but they're working.
Yeah, they're sure working on it.
Oh, wow. That's really up high over the...
Yeah.
That's the longest span. Isn't that long?
Yeah, and tall.
Oh, it's tall.
It's got to be tall enough to accommodate those double-decker
units. Those trains.
Yeah. And, trains are 2 miles long anymore. Oh, I saw a train the other day that had 6 engines pulling it.
I counted one. It was 180 cars.
Yeah.
I just counted. I said, I got to count these cars. There's too many. So the two diesels were in the front, and they pulled 100,
it's amazing, isn't it?
180 cars.
Yeah, right.
That's a long wait if we don't have that overpass.
Yeah. Boy, you're not a kidding.
Those cars were lined up from the overpass. I mean, from all the way back to...
Route 98, I bet.
All the way back to the, what's it called, the Catholic place there, right on the...
KFC.
KFC home.
Yeah, right. From there, clear out to 98, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a couple of miles at least.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a couple of miles.
It's amazing how those engines can pull all those cars.
Oh, wow.
But Timken roller bearings, they put in those cars instead of the old grease rags, remember? They used to have a flipper. They have to pack grease and rags in there to lubricate the axle.
Sure.
And that's why on a caboose, the guy looked out to see if there are any smoking axles that need more packing. Now it's all roller bearings, and the cars really roll nicely. Wow.
Roller bearings does it.
Boy, I guess. Timken did a good thing.
Yes, they did.
I don't know if they're the only ones making the bearings now, but... They're
still in business up north of Bucyrus?
Yeah, they sure are, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Timken roller. There was a Timken girl that ran for, was it governor? Or no, she's head of the Democratic Party maybe in Ohio.
Jane Timken?
Yeah, Jane Timken.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her daddy that has Timken roller bearing.
I think it's her... Is it her father?
Probably her father or grandfather.
Her father-in-law? I don't know.
Something.
She money. Might have married the son.
Yeah, she's got money.
Is she a Democrat?
I don't know for sure. I was thinking, maybe she's a Republican.
No, I think she's a Democrat.
Okay, yeah. But yes.
I don't know.
Thank goodness for Timken and Bucyrus. They employ an awful lot of people. Now there's another company that in the old Swan Rubber building, too. And they're repainting the building, making it look really nice. And
is Bill still doing the boat sales there?
No. No, that's been out of business now for quite a long time.
Bill, what was Bill's name?
Combs.
Bill Combs.
Yeah. Right.
He had that.
Yeah, the boat company there on North.
Yeah.
Yeah. That burned up once or twice. And then Baja Boats came to Bucyrus.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah, they went elsewhere.
They were thinking that people coming up from Columbus to Lake Erie would buy their boats there.
But they were shipping boats, those big ones made by Baja, ocean going fast.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And they were shipping them all over the world, but they must have found a different place, closer to the ocean. I don't know.
Bob Davis had a beautiful boat. I don't think he bought that from Bill Combs or the Baja. He had one way before they were in business. It was teak wood.
Oh, yeah, teak, yeah.
And Bob had one of the most beautiful boats on Lake Erie.
Teak wood is a very expensive wood, but it does not deteriorate even under salt water. Really good. Yeah, it's not a luxurious looking wood. It's gray.
Bob and I went to George Lanz's winery, and I met George Lanz, Senior George.
Yes.
He was in his 90s.
Yeah.
And we went there one time, and I looked down. I still had the restaurant. It was called the Crest Coffee Shop, or Crest Restaurant, downtown Marion. And went up there, and I looked down in this deep thing, and there was a barrel.
Oh, the keg.
The 500-gallon, 500
Yeah, you talked about the last time how you moved it to Marion.
I asked George. I said, George Lanz, I said, what are you doing with that keg? He said, I don't use that anymore. Yeah. It's 500 gallon. I said, how much would you sell it to me? He said, what do you mean sell it to you? He said, if you can get it out of there, it's yours.
So how did you get it out?
I went back to Marion, and I got Jack Keppen, who was a contractor, and what's his name? He was a contractor, two different contractors, and we got it out of there.
Yeah.
Put it on the. We took it to the lake, put it on the boat, and we had all these big ropes and barrier for the boat and Bob Davis's boat.
Yeah.
We floated it across the lake up over until a big a truck put it on the truck and brought it down to Marion.
Oh my!
And they took this. Jack and this other contractor took the stays off, made a door, and they ran a gas line and made it two gas pumps. I have pictures of that. And that was the entry, and I named it the Keg and Vine.
Right. I think a lot of the older people remember the Keg and Vine, yeah.
Yeah, the keg room was the bar, and the vine room was the dining room.
Yeah, wow.
That's why I named it the Keg and Vine, because of the big barrel.
Yeah.
What is all these?
Yeah, phones? You're popular. They're calling you.
Well,
okay, we have a call.
Hang on a second here.
Okay, yeah, caller, go ahead.
Is it?
Oh. Okay, 7403-399-44 is the number to call. If I understand Terry Klein is trying to call. 7403-399-44.
Can you throw me a pencil or a
pen? Yeah. It's 11:30. We're going to break now. We'll be
Scott,
back.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
Okay, we're back again, I think. AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S.
I've
Kids,
been
and the Ad Council.
Are you calling me? No. I don't know, but... Our number to call is 740-333-9944. It's, okay. And George is busy right now. And 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Okay. And, yeah, let's see. 740-383-9944.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. And, oh, let's see, I should be getting a call in here, but I'm not. Interesting. Okay, 11:32 is the time. And I'm trying to think, what were we talking about, George? Do you remember?
No.
I don't either.
Too many interruptions.
Oh, my. Well, let's see. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, that's for sure. 11:33 is the time. And we were talking about things in Greek food, and a little bit of everything. But George is on the phone right now. Are you calling somebody, George?
I don't know. I don't know if this is the right number. I got to get this guy, and I want him to say something on the air.
Oh,
he just got out of the hospital. Greg Schwepston.
Yeah. Oh, Greg. Yeah.
That guy is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll answer the phone.
But yeah, if he does, he can hold it. You'd have to hold the phone up to the microphone.
There's no answer.
Okay.
He just got out of the hospital yesterday. He almost died.
Oh.
And wow. He's only 80 or 81.
Mm-hmm.
Only.
Younger 80. Than us. Yeah. Right.
Hey, great.
Oh. Oh my.
Greg, will you please call 740-383-9944? We're on the air at WWGH, Warren G. Harding. That's the station here. We're on the air, and I want people to hear that you are well. Please call us, number 740-383-9944.
Greg Swepson, of course. Everybody that went to Harding remembers Greg Swepson. That's for sure.
We almost lost Greg. He was in the hospital.
Well, good to hear he's home and
he's home and
recuperating.
Well.
All right.
I talked to him for an hour yesterday.
Okay.
But he can't stand up.
Well, yeah, we know what that's like.
Well, you did the same thing, Charlie.
Yeah, right.
How many heart attacks did you have?
Well, I've only had one, and then I don't know what all I had this last time.
But you were in the hospital.
Yeah, the hospital and nursing home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was interesting. The nursing home I was in, one of the ladies who will live there the rest of her life. Ooh.
This is.
Is that. Is that.
Terry?
I don't know what the.
Well, Charlie was on the phone, and we're on the
air. We're on the air right now, and our listeners can't hear a thing going on.
Well, he wanted to talk.
Did Terry want to, has Terry?
Terry, say something, because we're on the air.
I can't hear him. But I thought he'd call our regular number here.
He did call your regular number, but Terry said that there was busy. Quite a few times. Yeah.
Huh. Well, anyhow.
Well, call back. Because I put the phone up to the mic, and he can't hear you. So call back on
this
the
383-99. It's hard to run a radio program. See. I might just.
Try it again.
Oh, George, this is terrible.
Bye-bye.
This whole thing is a mess.
No, it's all right. We're fine.
Our listeners wonder what's going on.
Well,
they have no idea.
When you were on the phone so long, he tried to call and he couldn't get through. So yeah. I think Terry's trying to call you back.
Yeah, apparently. And my phone, here's his line in use. Well, anyhow, what were we talking about when...
when the disaster happened.
Oh, my.
Oh, we're fine. We're just talking about food and religion and food. And
oh, yeah.
We haven't even talked about sports any.
No sports. Now, the Greeks on Easter, how do the Orthodox Greeks...
Yeah. How do they celebrate Easter?
Yeah. What's different about their observance?
With their number...
Just a second. Who's Terry calling? But it's not on my phone. My phone isn't light. Hello? Are you there? Is anyone there?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Are you there?
There's something all messed. Yeah, it's all messed up. Okay. George will continue on now. How do Greeks observe Easter?
They celebrate
different.
It's not the point that it's different, Charlie. It's just that they celebrate Easter. That's their number one celebration before Christmas,
okay.
Before any Thanksgiving.
It's the biggest holiday.
It's the biggest holiday in the Orthodox religion. And they celebrate the birth of Christ. And the way it's said in the Greek language is Christos. And Christos means he has risen. Christos Aneste.
Okay.
Christos is Jesus. Aneste is risen.
Oh, okay.
And the Greek language. And it is very, very, very historical, and it's also very religious.
I can imagine. Now, here's the thing I've asked around. Christ died, and... well, in the Apostles' Creed.
Yes.
Mentions on Saturday went to hell. Descended to hell. Why did he?
Why did he descend to hell?
Yes. Now, see, we never talk about that.
We
talk about the crucifixion.
Yeah.
Starting with Palm Sunday, the crucifixion, the resurrection, but never the in-between. But he descended into hell, and then the third day rose again.
Yes.
But no one ever talks about descending to hell, what that means. Now, I've had people tell me that he descended to hell to take care of everybody that had died previously that wouldn't be saved otherwise, or something like that. I don't know. But why don't we ever...
Well...
You know...
I just think that the religious people on this earth, the popes and all of the priests and all of the cardinals, and they just don't want to mess with that in between.
I think so too.
Don't mess with Mr. In between.
I talked to one well-known reverend, and he said he didn't think anyone really knew for sure.
Do you think that they made that song up about that, descending into hell, is that they don't want to mess with Mr. In-Between?
Yeah, right, Mr. In-Between, that was what it was.
What was that song?
Yes. That was from the 1940s, too.
Probably the late 30s.
Yeah, or 30s, yeah. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Oh, how does that go?
I know, how does that go?
Oh, I'll think about it on the way home. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I could probably bring that up on my smartphone.
We got to find that out because that's when you said, why don't they bring up that descended into hell? And I think, well, that's because they made that song up.
Yeah. But if anybody could inform us on that, give us a call at 740.
About that song that was very popular back in the 40s and the 50s and even in the 60s.
Yeah, I can hear it. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. That's all I remember.
You take the high road,
I'll take the low road. Right. And we'll all get there together.
Something like that, but I can't remember.
You take the high road, I'll take the... Yeah. And we'll all get there together.
I can't remember the whole thing. It's been...
I think that was in the 20s or the 30s, because I think Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby, I know the guys that wrote that song.
Really?
I remember their names. Oh, I don't know why I remember their names. Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby wrote that song.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, my.
But we can't think of the rest of that song.
Yeah. So if anybody can help us out, please help us. 740-333-9944. Tonight is first night for soccer in front of the Harding High School. The little kids will be out there playing soccer, and it's going to be chilly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cool. I hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah. So, George, why do the Greeks use lamb so much? Is that because lambs were the staple of
lamb meat is the staple of the Greek people, because, you know what?
No, why?
We don't have any cows over there.
Oh, okay. No cows.
Goats and lambs.
Well.
That's the major animals in Greece. Yeah.
Now, how about goat meat? Is that much different than lamb?
Oh, goat meat is delicious.
Is it?
Yeah,
I've never had goat meat.
You can make
steaks
out of goat meat.
Really?
Goat meat, but lamb, oh.
But lamb tastes a little different.
The way I cook lamb at the restaurant, I did that. My first gyros were made with just lamb.
Okay.
And then some people would come in and said, well, I don't like lamb. But I would season that lamb. I would, you know what I would do? When I take the lamb meat, I slice it and stick garlic cloves in there. And I put oregano.
Yeah.
I rubbed the meat with oregano and garlic. And the lamb meat was delicious.
Wow, interesting. Yeah.
But then some of the people complained before they even tasted lamb. They said, I want a mixture. I want a little bit of lamb and a little bit of beef. So
and
then I would mix the two meats together.
Yeah, and that's why we see that rotating.
Yeah, that rotating thing.
Yeah,
that is
and
like
they slice it off.
30 pounds.
Is that right?
Those cones are 30 pounds.
And that's ordered from a supplier.
That's a supplier that makes the ground beef and the grounded lamb, and they make it together and make a cone out of it.
Yeah.
And they put it on that metal
on rotating
stick, and it rotates, and the heat from back cooks it, and it takes about an hour and a half.
Okay. So it's not pre-cooked then?
No. I get them raw.
Oh, okay. But, I can see the guy now taking his knife and slicing down like at Little Athens. And
well, he does that over there, doesn't he? Bill?
Right.
Brother Bill, I call him.
Yeah. Always a Gatsuris. Bit of rotating.
His name is Gatsuris.
Yeah, Gatsuris, yeah.
Well, same way with Pete. Pete was Gatsuris.
Pete the shoeshine man.
The hat shop, too.
Yeah, right.
I used to take my Borsellino. There was an Italian hat called a Borsellino, and the only place I bought one was from Lazarus in Columbus back in 1955. I bought a Borsellino from Lazarus. They were a regular $150 hat, and I got it for $75.
Wow.
They had a half-off sale. And I bought it. You could take that Borsellino and crush it and put it in your pocket and take it out and flip it, and it would just
go right back to its original shape.
And Pete cleaned that for me.
Wow. Okay. Oh, hey, and I wanted to remind people, don't forget tomorrow, James Anderson will be on with me. James Anderson from the Marion County Park District will be talking about things out there in nature. That'll be tomorrow at this time. Okay. We're going to break here. We'll be right back with George Kasotis.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again with George Casota. Now, George, when I go home today, I'm going to be treated to corned beef and cabbage and carrots and potatoes in a pressure cooker. And, oh, I tell you, that corned beef is so good with that. Oh, my land.
Oh, with all the vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, I tend to overeat.
Potatoes and carrots?
Yeah, potatoes, carrots.
Celery?
Cabbage, no celery, but the combination is so good, and I have to, I'm supposed to watch my salt intake.
Oh, sure, sure, have to.
But it's a little difficult under those circumstances. But anyhow, she does a great job, and it takes only 20 minutes in a pressure cooker.
Oh, pressure cookers or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, there's nothing better either than some good fresh ear corn in a pressure cooker. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making myself hungry now, George.
Oh.
I've lost 10 pounds since I came down with that, whatever that illness was.
Yeah, well, I had 3 surgeries back in November and December.
Wow,
in January.
That's something, yeah.
Yeah, 3.
I haven't had any surgeries. I've just had treatments.
Treatments, huh?
I went, oh, that's right, I didn't tell you. I had an MRI of my brain.
Oh, my goodness.
And because I'm hard of hearing in one ear. And they thought, well, we better check your brain. And you know what they found out? I need a hearing aid.
You know what? Some days, same way with me. I have one ear.
Yeah.
I can hear one ear, but I can't hear out of the other.
I can hear my dog barking out of both ears. Now, the girl that sent me into the MRI tunnel, she looked down at me and she says, you know, mister, your voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, your voice sounds familiar.
Oh,
you've been on the radio, Charlie, since 1490, since 1940.
Yeah. Or since most people weren't even born. Yeah.
1490 since 1940, huh?
Something, yeah. Oh, my.
I wonder if anybody remembers that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, too, because, you know, that used to be a station break thing. 1490 since 1940.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. Of course, I went to work there 9 years after they went on the air. Only 9 years later.
Oh, I thought you went on when they first opened.
1949 was my first paycheck.
Oh, it was.
And the thing is, you see, I worked for them at the Crawford County Fair, cleaning the chairs and managing and being a guard.
What year was that?
1949.
Oh, 49.
And so then I was making 50. They gave me 50 cents an hour. And so after I was done, I waited a couple of weeks, and the paycheck never came. So I got on my bicycle and rode to Marion from Bucyrus.
Oh, you went to Marion on your bicycle from Bucyrus?
Yeah. And I walked in the front door, and I said, excuse me, but I'm supposed to get a paycheck. Oh, really? We sent that out to you yesterday. Oh. I'll never forget that. Oh, my.
You drove from Bucyrus to Marion on your bicycle.
No problem, yeah. But, you know, another thing I remember, and it's kind of sad, really, the first day I went full-time, I came up the back steps, and the chief engineer was standing out there, and he said, now, I want you to remember one thing. Right now, you're as important as a hole left in a glass of water when I take my finger out of it. I'll never forget that. That was 60 years ago.
He's had his finger in your glass of water?
A finger in a glass of water, and you pull your finger out, and you're as important as that hole that's left behind. And there's no hole. You're not important. And I see that stuck with me all these years. I forgot a lot of stuff, but I remember that always. It was the most discouraging thing you could ever tell a new employee.
Yeah.
That you're as important as a hole left behind when I pull my...
Doesn't make sense.
Oh.
To me, it doesn't make sense.
No. It was a downer. And I remember that every day that I worked there. Oh. Every day. That
chief,
came to my
chief
mind.
Engineer, huh?
Yeah, right. And, of course, he's passed away.
He passed away.
Yeah. Okay, the time right now is 11:51. If you'd like to call, 740-383-9944. Now, I'm not giving away anything until Friday, I think. Tomorrow I have James Anderson. We'll be talking about the things in the wild. And James is going to be talking tonight at Heritage Hall at 6:30 prior to the Friends of the Prairie Park meeting. And you'll learn about animals coming back to Ohio. Uh-huh. So there, maybe the bear will be coming back. Coyotes are already here. Bobcats are coming back. And what else is coming back to Ohio? Maybe the black bear. Boy, wouldn't that be something? But that's the way it is, 11:52. You know, sometimes tourists at the national parks think the bears are tame, but they find out rather quickly bears are not tame animals. Okay, so it's 11:52 right now, and George is coming around. Okay.
I want a good one.
All right.
I got it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. What? Wonder what Eastman Kodak would do today if they're still in business. Because everybody's taking pictures on the... I've got a phone just identical to that.
Samsung.
And then I've got all these pictures, too, on my smartphone here. I even got a picture of me in the nursing home.
Oh, you do.
A horrible picture. Oh, my. Yep, and that's the way it is. And you can take pictures so easy and nowadays with the smartphone. It's a lot of fun. Now, any of you gurus out there that know what's what, can you, maybe Terry could tell. Terry, can you transfer a smartphone pictures? Can you transfer smartphone pictures to a computer? You just plug in a... okay. There we go.
You got it.
You plug a cord in your... Okay.
Come on.
I got to do that because my wife says, you got all these pictures on your smartphone. Can't I have copies?
Mm-mm.
And...
it didn't do it.
We're taking pictures right now, folks. I know you can't hear this.
Why?
Maybe your battery's dead.
No. I just charged it.
Oh, okay.
Want to try it again?
Okay, we're taking pictures.
It's not-
there goes the flash. Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, remember, George, I was saying, a flash in a pan. That used to be what people told one another. Yeah, he's just a flash in a pan. Do you know what that stood for? The flash in a pan? That was that gunpowder light they put in a...
Yeah.
It held up? Yeah.
The old-time photographers.
Yeah, that was the pan.
Yeah.
And the flash was the gunpowder in there that went poof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, isn't that something how that was done back in the 20s, 30s?
Yeah, back... Yeah, 20s and before, yeah. Then somebody invented a... flash bulb.
Yeah, flash bulb.
And you had to learn not to touch a flash bulb.
Right, because that was burned hot.
Oh, my land. Yeah. If those are old, can you imagine? We used to have to go to the store and buy flash bulbs for our cameras. If our camera was took a flash bulb.
Oh, when we started the first restaurant in 1942, hey, those old type cash registers, ching-ching, 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 wooden inside, and little small things for your quarters, your nickels, your dimes, your pennies, and it was crazy. There was no credit cards. There were no...
That's right.
There were no...
How did we get along without credit cards? Rather well.
Oh, cell phones and credit cards and stuff like that. I mean, they just invented electricity.
I just wish that some of our younger people could just go back for one day and see what it was like.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting? That would be interesting. Compared to today. But now, this is 2019, and 2020, and as we get into 2021, 22, 23, 25...
This will just be history.
It's just like Joanne won her election again in last November.
That's right.
And I said, Joanne, you're going to be auditor for 4 more years. I said, in 4 years, I'm going to be 90. She said, George, you're going to be 90 in 4 years, whether I'm an auditor or not.
That's right. Yeah, when you think about it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
In four years. There's a lot of people out there at 90 who are still alive.
Oh, yes. Not many from World War II, but... A few of them.
Dean Jacobs' mother, she's 95.
Is she 95 now?
I remember. There's a lot of people out there. Yes. Well, Dick Kiefer just left us, 94. And he was 94.
Yeah, right. Dick Kiefer and I shared a room in the hospital. Okay, yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, your phones are actually ringing. You only have a few minutes left.
That's right.
I'm here with Dan Hempy. We're working on some of the flying stuff. And we would like to really thank Connie Brown. She gave a very generous contribution to the fly-in, and we are extremely appreciative of her efforts and everything. So anybody else that's out there with business, industry, and such, we sure would appreciate your donation to make this year's fly-in a major success.
Okay, so you're thanking right now Connie Brown for that wonderful...
Connie J. Brown.
Yeah.
Marion, Ohio.
Very good. Okay.
So, your phones are working. Thanks, Charlie.
Yes, okay, all right.
Okay, Terry. Okay.
Yeah, we're about the end of our rope. We've got about 2 minutes to go, George.
Wow.
Just think, if somebody told you you're going to live for 2 minutes and then it's all over, what would you do?
Oh, I just
get out your stopwatch.
If it was a sunny day, I'd like to go out and look up at the sky and say a prayer and say, "Hey, thanks for the memories, the memories of old." We're told Bob Hope used to do that.
He's gone too. Yeah,
Bobby Hope was always saying that.
Yeah,
thanks for the memories.
You know, his brother had a restaurant in Morrow County.
Yeah.
Boy, a long time ago.
And Bing Crosby. His brother, Bob, came to Marion.
Is that right?
Played the Palace Theater.
No kidding.
And it came to my restaurant afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Bob Hope.
The Bobcats.
No, they were called the, Bob Hope had the, what was her, Kelly,
I know who you're thinking of. Kelly, yeah. She sang with the Modern Heirs.
The Modern Heirs.
Yeah, Kelly, yeah. What was her last
name? Paula
Kelly, yes.
Paula Kelly and the Modern Heirs.
Came
to my restaurant with Bob Hope.
Really?
Because Bob Hope and the Modern Heirs with Paula Kelly.
Yeah.
And they played the Palace Theater.
My. Isn't that something? And Paula Kelly and the Modern Heirs.
You remember them.
Yes. Oh, my, yeah.
Isn't that something?
Boy, oh, boy.
And I had so many people that were like Tarzan. Johnny Weissmuller came in and did his And I had so many people that Jackson Betts, our congressman from Findlay.
Yes.
Remember Jack Betts?
Well, I sure do, yeah.
Marion Hinklin.
Yeah.
Our county treasurer.
Marion Hinklin, yeah. The first broadcaster of the Little Brown Jug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marion.
He was a sportsman at WMRN before he was treasurer.
Before he was treasurer.
That was when Reed Hours.
Reed Hours was commissioner.
County recorder or something like that.
County recorder.
Hey, we got to run. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it 1 year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask, because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a